You're paying the cost of being the boss. The pedestal's yours. They followed your cause.
Winning the Business War: Strategies, Tactics and Insights by Phil Davis. Chapter 2, 1972. My first startup attempt and the ingredients of certain failure. My school friend Rodney Tate had started a record shop. I was massively impressed with this. He only ever wanted to work for himself and was truly the first genuinely entrepreneurial person of my acquaintance. I used to sit in his shop during quiet periods, and we discussed having a clothing boutique as well as vinyl records in larger premises in a better retail position in Eastbourne. My fiancée Jenny and I had saved £1,000 as a deposit for a flat, and this, together with an equal amount from Rodney, would be the start-up capital for the enterprise. We would also launch our own jeans brand. The girls that I work with at Jaeger had their own sewing machines at home and would make the jeans on a piece rate basis in their own time. Supertramp was born, named before the rock group of the same name. With the record shop 100% owned by Rodney and the boutique owned 50-50. The lease was in his name only, and we paid the smaller share of the rent as we were on the first floor with the record shop at ground level. I moved into the second floor rooms with a sink, toilet and cold tap. The main room had cutting tables for the in-house jeans and a mattress on the floor where I slept. The excess mannequins for the showroom were also stored there and cast alluring poses in the half-darkness of the room, semi-lit by the streetlights through the uncurtained windows. We hired a friend who was very keen on fashion and looked the part. Then we all went up to the East End of London to buy the stock. That was five people, myself and Jen, Rodney and Mandy, his future wife, and Diane, our manager. We all had different ideas on what the shop should sell. Insight number 3. Rather than having a proper strategy for the shop and agreeing on the types of clothes we were going to stock, we ended up spreading our very small amount of capital over everybody's ideas of what we should sell and for both sexes. There should only have been one buyer with a very sharp idea of the market that we were going to satisfy. We had limited resources and tried to do too much with it.
Overheads and try a time. You hope that got it covered.